You are my younger, not much younger, but slightly younger brother. And you are really handsome. And I, being your older sister, shouldn't think like this, but I can't help it. You just are so handsome, and you've really grown up over the years. And I really admire your personality, but I also can't help but admire a lot of different areas about you. And I know it's wrong, but I've caught glimpses of you, and I have a suspicion that you've caught glimpses of me, but you know, I don't want to jump to conclusions or anything, but I just have a feeling. And I know I shouldn't act upon these feelings, because it's wrong, but I can't help it. I cannot help it. So, I come home one day, after school, late after school, and I go to the fridge to get something to drink, and I notice that there's a note on the fridge saying that Mom and Dad are out for the evening to some event. They're on so many committees, so they're out for the evening. And it looks like you're not home either, so that means I have the whole house to myself, which I rarely get time for. And lately I've been having some issues with my boyfriend at school. I think he might be losing interest in me, and it's, you know, it's kind of mutual, because I'm kind of tired of him too. He's not really as satisfying as I was hoping and as I need, so I decided to just go in my room and plug my headphones into my laptop and maybe watch something, but just thinking about you and how sexy you are has made me kind of horny. And there's a special place I go when I'm feeling like this. And I go to a website to watch some really naughty videos. And And I know I shouldn't watch porn, because, you know, it's such a naughty thing to do, but I can't help it. And as I'm watching a really hot scene of a guy and a girl, I can't help but imagine that the guy is my brother, and the girl's me, and she's on her back, and he's fucking her. And I can't help but wish that that was my brother, that was you fucking me. Oh, yes. And I rub my pussy, and I feel so good. And then I hear the front door open and close, and I shoot right up in bed and turn my laptop off. and pull my pants up, because someone's home, and I don't want anybody to hear. I know that my headphones are in, but I don't want to get caught. And all of a sudden I hear a knock on my door. And as I compose myself and pull my pants up, I say, come in, and you pop through the door. It's my brother, and I blush quickly and try to hide it, because I was just thinking about you fucking me, and here you are. So you sit on the bed, and you look a little sad. So I say, you know what? What's wrong? And you say that, you know, your girlfriend that you've had for a few months, you know, dumped you, and you're feeling pretty upset and lonely about it, and you didn't know who else to go to. And, that's really unfortunate. I can't imagine a girl throwing away such a wonderful, beautiful, handsome guy as you. And, me being the nice older sister than I am, you know, I grab your hand and, you know, I say, like, you know, she doesn't deserve you. Any girl would be lucky to have somebody like you. You're a wonderful person. You're smart and fun and sexy and, you're funny, so, you know, I don't think you should be sad over losing her. She's foolish for giving you up. and you. We hug and you say thanks, sister. And as you hug me, I love being that close to you. And as you pull away, I keep trying to hide my blush. And then you kind of look puzzled and you look at me. And then you think about what I said. And you said, did you say I'm sexy? Oh, did I say that? Oh, it just slipped out. You know, I'm just thinking about, you know, how other girls would view you. Not me, because, you know, I'm your sister. And that would be weird. But, you know, you are an attractive guy. You know, I can see why so many girls, you know, flock to you. And, and you ask me how I am and how my relationship is. And I say, well, you know, I think I'm going to be in the same boat as you, except I think it's going to be mutual. You know, he's just not the guy for me. He's not as, great as I thought he was going to be. And then you say to me, well, you know, any guy would be crazy to have you. You're such a great person, and, you know, you're a great sister, and, you're so beautiful, and I think any guy would be lucky to be with you. And, it makes you really happy that you say that. I didn't notice it, but, I didn't realize how close we were sitting together. We kind of, as we were been talking about, our relationships and whatnot, we kind of moved a little bit closer to each other, and about our feelings and how, you know, unfortunately, we kind of feel lonely about not being with people that we really care about. And I notice that we're kind of holding each other's hands, and I look into your eyes and you look into mine, and I think we both know what's could happen, maybe, but I don't think we really want to say it out loud without kind of freaking each other out. But I lean in and I put my head on your shoulder, and you put your arm around me, and I can't help but notice that there's some something kind of growing. And I look up and I say, brother, are you, okay? And you kind of blush and, and you look away and I ask, you know, are you getting excited about something? And you try to turn away and I grab your hand and I say, no, it's okay. You know, I've noticed something different between us these past couple months, and even this past year, as we're both getting older and our bodies are changing, that I can't help but notice how incredibly attractive you've become, and how much I can't stop looking at you. And you look at me and you blush and you tell me that you feel the same about me and that, you know, it's wrong, but, you know, you've got glimpses of me either after I've taken a shower or I'm in my room drying off and changing. You know, you can't help but kind of peek through the door. And I never knew this, and, it's kind of a shock, but I did notice a few times, even when we went to the pool and I was in my bikini, the way you looked at me, and I admit to you that I've caught glimpses of you before too, and as we're talking, I see that you're getting bigger and growing, and my hand gravitates towards the bulge in your pants. And you blush and gasp, and I say, shh, it's okay. You know, why don't you let your big sister take care of you? You know, I don't think any girl would appreciate you and love you the way that I do. I mean, who else knows more about you than your own sister? So, why don't you just sit back and let me take care of you? And, as I pull your pants down, you grab my hands and say, no, we shouldn't do this, this isn't right. And I look and say, well, I know, but you want it so bad. And I really want it too, so well, I think we should just do it. You smile, but still blushing, like the cute, innocent little brother you are. And that really turns me on. So I pull your your pants down, and I unleash a beautiful cock. And I start to suck it. Oh, suck the head. Oh, and I start to take it deeper and deeper into my mouth. And you're gasping and breathing heavily because you can't believe that your own sister is sucking you off. And it feels so good, but it's so wrong. And as I suck you harder and deeper, I feel my pussy getting wet. I can't believe that I finally get to do this. I know I should ravish you more, but I can't wait. I need you to be inside me. So I start to get up and unbutton my shirt and my pants. And all of a sudden, I'm in my panties and bra. And you got a little harder seeing me like that. And I slowly start to slide off my bra and unleash my big double D's that I've seen you look at. And I slide my panties down. And you see my wet, shaved little pussy. So wet for my sexy younger brother. And I help you take your shit off and slide the rest of your pants down. And I tell you to sit back and let me rock. And I start to slide my pussy down on your cock. And it feels so good. Yes. I wanted you to be inside me for so long. And it feels so good. And I start to ride you. Fuck you. Yeah. Oh, God. Oh, you feel so good. As I fuck you harder and harder. Oh, yes. Oh, brother. Ooh. Oh, so good. Oh, it's so wrong, but it feels so right. Oh, God. Oh, God. You're so hard inside me, it's so big. I've only ever been fucked once with my boyfriend, but he was never as big as you, brother. Never as experienced as you. Oh, and I know that I'm not gonna last very long, and neither are you. And as I ride you faster and faster, my big ass bouncing up and down. Oh, I can feel my breath quickening in yours too. Oh, brother, I want you to do the ultimate taboo thing. I want you to come inside your sister. Yeah. Oh, don't tell mom or dad. I need you to come inside me right now. Oh, and that idea just makes you explode inside me. Feel your hot sticky come inside me. Oh, that's enough to make me come all over your dick. Oh, yes. Oh, I lie down on you, on top of you. Breathing heavily and our cup mixed together. Oh, it's so good. Oh, it's so sexy. And I look into your eyes and I give you a kiss and we just cuddle there for a second and kiss and hug. Like a good brother and sister would. And I tell you that Mom and Dad are out for the whole evening and I suppose we could do this again and again all night until they come home. Because I'm not finished with you yet. I love my little brother. I'm so proud of my little brother for being such a good boy and giving me what I deserve.